The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
This is Angel Talk with me, your host, Rachel Corpus. Let's journey together as we talk to your angels, guides, and loved ones who have crossed over. Are you ready to hear what Spirit has to say? Welcome to Angel Talk. Hello, my dear friends. Welcome to Angel Talk. I'm Rachel Corpus, angel communicator and psychic medium. And today we are going to channel directly from the angels to get some love and guidance for the week ahead. And I'm going to talk directly from the angels today and use one of my favorite oracle card decks, the Priestess of Light Oracle Card Deck, a 53-card deck of divination by Sandra Ann Taylor and Kimberly Weber. Now, I believe I purchased this deck from a local metaphysical shop, and I encourage you to do the same thing. And if they don't have this in stock, I'm sure that you could ask them to order this for you. It is published by Hay House, and this is such a lovely deck. So I'm going to use this to channel the angels today. And the best way I love to, I should say my favorite way to utilize oracle cards is not to do any particular spread, but to ask a question and to hold the cards in the deck in my hand and to pull cards just as I see fit, or to see any cards that fall out or pop out, and then to look at the artwork, the messages, and then to do what I call direct channel, which is to just allow the messages to filter through my thoughts and just speak my heart. So a lot of people wonder what it's like to channel. How do I know when I'm channeling? Well, I effectively get myself out of the way, which took a lot of years of practice, because when you're channeling well, you're really blending yourself with your angels. You don't have to totally get out of the way. Some people trance channel, and I do that sometimes. You'll hear me say, I'm going to get myself out of the way. I'm going to let my body go soft. And you know, sometimes that I'm speaking verbatim. I'm letting the angels speak through me. And I may do that a bit today. There are many times that I am paraphrasing or speaking for the angels. And when I do that, I may use an example from my life. I may use my vocabulary. I may use my humor, because the way I work with the angels is I'm on the team with them. So you're welcome to do that as well. And the angels love that, because they've been our same angels in every lifetime that we've had. They're used to working with us. We may not remember them when we incarnate in these lifetimes. They're waiting for us to remember them and to get to know them each time, but they certainly know us. So they get really excited when we get to the point where we are working in tandem with them, when we're in partnership. When we start to call them our spirit council, our team, they leap for joy, because they know that we are at a point where we are working in collaboration with them. So back to it, I love oracle cards because it's such a fun way to have a conversation with them. So thanks to all of the people who have created oracle card decks. And yes, I am working on my own deck. I have so many great things in my life right now. It's really hard to get them done. So send me good vibes, right? Send me Rachel Focus vibes. Get that stuff done so we can share in the angel messages through those cards. All right, here we go. Messages for this week. Knowing that whenever we happen upon these messages, they're going to make sense, whether it's this week or 5 years or 20 years when we happen upon this podcast, because the angels know how to keep these messages nice and timely. Our first card today is the Miracles card. This card excites me because we underestimate the power of miracles. And the angels say, don't forget that miracles are happening all around us. They are preparing miracles for us. They are helping us notice miracles of all different sizes. In fact, you, darling, they say, are the miracle. Have you stopped to notice what a miracle you are just by breathing? Do you know, spiritual one, that you are in the minority, you in skin? You made it. You know how many souls are not here incarnate right now and you are here? There are souls lining up waiting to incarnate. You're in the minority and you are here. It is a miracle to be here. And you chose to be here in this time, in this place. And yes, you knew what was going to be happening right now in this world. You did. Maybe not every detail, but you knew. So there's a miracle happening right now because you're here at this time, at this place, knowing all the stuff that's going on. So are you making the most of your miracle? Can you make more of it? Are you seeing the miracles around you? Are you gathering that light around you? Are you mixing it up? Are you being the alchemist? Do you realize that you are the miracle for those around you? If you have a hard time seeing the miracles around you, put yourself in someone else's shoes, the angels are saying. You are the miracle for someone else. Change your lens. If you have trouble spotting miracles, go back to basics. Look for the green of the grass. Look for the blue of the sky. This card also has a note of ancient wisdom. This is about going into your other lifetimes. Find the miracles that have been hidden. Ooh, sounds a bit like a treasure map, doesn't it? Find the miracles that have been hidden within you. So they're talking about, what are the gifts that you possess that are waking up in this lifetime? See, you have a lot of gifts that aren't new, but they've been asleep. They've been hibernating. What's waking up in you? Could be spiritual in nature. Could be something that doesn't feel exactly spiritual, but it's needed right now. What's waking up? What are those jewels, those gems, that energy, that color? What's that magic in you? What is that ancient wisdom? What is that miracle within you, or miracles that are waking up? How do you find them? Past life regressions? Find some past life journeying meditations on YouTube. I can lead you through me. This is me, Rachel, speaking. I can lead you through a past life regression. Perhaps we do that next week, maybe. Yes, let's do. I'll fit that in. Let's do that next week. We'll do a past life regression. Going back to other lifetimes and finding our gifts, finding some origin stories of ours. Yes, let's do, angels. Let's go back and find our gifts, our ancient wisdom. Let's go on some treasure hunting. Next card, abundance, fortune, wealth, and plenty. Isn't it time? The angels have been hinting, this is the lifetime for abundance, wealth, and plenty. It's right there. Let's grab it. They're reminding us, because sometimes things seem desolate. They're reminding us that that is low vibrational frequency thinking. Keep it high. Keep it fast. Stay in the flow. If you need proof of miracles, you may also need proof that there is abundance and that there is wealth and plenty around you. Miracles and abundance go hand in hand. If you need proof of one, you may need proof of the other, they're saying to me. Ask and you shall receive. Do you need to ask for miracles and abundance? It's not wrong. If you need to ask, go ahead and ask. You can't ask for too much, my child, Spirit says. Ask for proof, you shall receive. If you ask if you're worthy, you're hurting. If you need to ask if you're worthy, you're hurting. And so the question is, who took your worth? Sweethearts, I'm being asked to ask you that again. Who took your worth? They don't deserve it. How can you get that back? Archangel Raphael comes through to say, we want to give you your worth back because it's always been yours. We want to show it to you. No one can take that from you. Your worth is yours. No one can take it. The next card is telepathy, transition, perception, and communication. This message is coming from the ether, from other dimensions, around us, above us, within us, through us. This is a gentle collision, a gentle elision, they're saying, of dimensions coming into ours to help, to congregate, coming in as fellowship, to teach us, to heal us. And we're not just receiving, we're also giving. Where I would say a couple years ago, a lot of us prophets were hearing that healers from other dimensional places, other dimensions were coming in to help us. And that was the true message. Now we've evolved enough in our own dimension that we're now part of the council, that this dimension, those of us, and I'm not saying us as me, personal Rachel, I don't know if I'm there as an angel soul or not, but I know that there are healers of this dimension that now will be part of that council, that as we've got other dimensions here that are helping, there are helpers in this dimension that will be part of that council. So it's reciprocal. So there's essentially a loving summit that's happening. You can think about, let's look at it this way. Think about in movies when you see someone go to heaven and there's this an angel council talking about that soul. Should they get in? Should they not? Can you picture that? Think about a council here in this dimension made of all of these representatives from all of these beautiful, benevolent dimensions. Those meetings happen. We can't see it, but it does happen. Kind of like there's this pocket dimension. Sounds crazy, right? I know. I can hear these words coming out of my mouth. I know it. There's this pocket dimension that we can't see, but it's happening right next to us. It's like this little meeting room. And these beautiful dimensional beings are talking about, what do we need? What happens next? Even things in like climate change, peace. I'm sure they talk about things like COVID. And as our dimension heals, people are being brought to the table from this dimension. It's really fascinating. So this card is about our personal involvement, telepathy, prayer. That's what this card is about. We are being asked by the angels to meditate and pray. They're saying, hey, fact, these meetings are happening daily. Here's what we need from you. We need you to send your good thoughts, your vibes, your prayers, your meditation, whatever you want to call it. We need you to send them our way. Doesn't matter what time. We can't tell you when the meetings are happening. Would make sense anyway. We don't wear the same kind of watches as you do. We got different kinds of swatches, Rolexes. Doesn't matter. We have our own brand of Apple, Android, whatever. Just whenever you think of it, send us the love. If you're tired of people being hungry, hurting each other, pray about it. Send us the vibes. Send us the meditations. Because we need all that loving energy to do our work. Kind of makes me think of the scene at the end of Elf, when we all need to like sing and believe in Santa to get the sleigh going. Yeah, like that. Except for real. Okay? And then the other part of that card is communication. So it's also how we treat each other. How we're going to communicate. Especially when we're really pissing each other off. Can we take that moment, take a breath, make a choice, and see ourselves in each other? And when we just want to internally flip somebody off or punch a nose, could we say, have a good day, and really mean it? Not subtext of F you, but really mean it. Or really say, get in the car and say, oh, I hope that person has a better day than they're having, and really mean it, because that's how we switch the energy. Can we be the alchemist? Yes, we can. The next card is the harvest card, the gathering of blessings. So this is a future card. So if we believe in miracles, if we step into the flow of abundance, if we work with telepathy, prayers, good vibes, meditation, we communicate in real time through peace and love, we will gather a good harvest, a peaceful, loving harvest. That's their promise. That's what's going to happen next. Timeline on that: tomorrow, in 5 minutes, in 5 years, the next generation. Yes, that is the promise. Will everybody see this if they want to? Can everybody do this if they want to? They're promising a harvest, a bountiful, beautiful, belly-filling harvest. I want that for you and for me. The next card is for you personally. It's the bright heart light, bright heart light, open connection. This is how they want you to fit into this personally. As we speak this message to you, I'm going to speak verbatim now for the angels. So this is when I let my body go soft. This is when I check my brain out. This is when I just kind of go, duh, and I let their words come through. Okay, so this will feel a little bit different. Beloved, this card is the bright heart light, open connection. It is our prayer for you that as we work on these messages with you, we can connect directly to your heart body. As your heart body connects to us, we want to open up your heart center and push our loving energy right into you so that we can heal your physical body, your soul body, and work directly with your spirit body. We know you. We've known you from the beginning. We know your capability. We know your potential. And we know that you are made of love and light. We recognize us in you. We recognize that there is a better life for you. And it is our hope that as we open up your heart, you will be able to recognize that there is a better way for you. We hear you ask for more. And this is the answer to that prayer. We know that you are working hard with us. This is our way to restore you. We share our gratitude for your ongoing prayers and your ongoing work toward this effort. Open up your heart with us. We are grateful. And now this is me again. As they shared that, you might have noticed that your sternum, your lungs, your chest might have felt like it was opening a bit. Your heart chakra might have opened. Almost like you have to take a breath, maybe, because they're physically opening up that heart chakra as if they are opening up your ribs, your lungs, like two big flaps to, I think they might have even said push energy in there. And I saw a lot of green coming in. They're pushing, that doesn't sound very gentle, does it? But they're pushing data energy, healing energy into our hearts. As I was channeling for them and my body was out of the way, you might have heard my words stumble a little bit because I started to come in a little bit because they were engaging me in thought as they were showing me a picture of them pulling our thinking brain almost out and engaging our heart brain. Now we've got our thinking, our brain, our heart brain, and our tummy brain, our gut brain. They're really engaging our heart brain. They're saying that's where we're working from now more than ever. And as they engage that heart brain, you'll hear it if you go back. You'll hear where my words stumble because they turned that on and I was like, oh, that's a weird image. And my words messed up. You'll hear it. Anywho, here we go. Here's the last card. Power over difficulty. Reclaim your power. The angels say, this is about reclaiming the power of this life and this dimension. It's not a power of aggression. It's not a warlike authority. It's a love power. It's an ascended master power. It's an angelic power. It's a light-filled power. And as we open up this heart chakra and we push this loving power into you, we're equipping you. This is your chainmail. This is your armor. This is your fuel. This is what you need for your battle. I see Archangel Metatron and Michael and Zadkiel and Jophiel also surrounding you with blue and violet, green, and looks fantastic. So it sounds like whatever was going to be on the podcast next week, looks like we're bumping it. We're going to do a past life regression. We're going to go back there and we're going to discover some of our gifts within, our hidden gifts. So I'm going to plan that. That sounds lovely. I can't wait. I would love to connect with you. You can find me on my website, rachelcorpus.com. And Facebook and Instagram, that's a great way to connect with me. You can look for me on Facebook or Instagram, Rachel Corpus Angel Communicator. Instagram or Facebook, also Angel Talk with Rachel. You have probably noticed this, but on the Mind, Body, Spirit FM network, there are tons of new awesome shows. Check those out. They're free. What a great way to explore your spirituality. Headphones in or driving, going on a walk. You can click that microphone and send a quick message to any of the hosts and say, hey, great job. Love your show. Keep going. Here's an idea for a show. I'd love to hear from you too, of course. Download the app. It's for free on your Apple or Android device. Share these episodes with people. Hit the notification button so you know when episodes come out. I switched my drop date to Sundays now. That felt better. So on Sundays, that's your gift to yourself, I hope. So you can sit down with a cup of coffee or some ice cream and listen to a new message from the angels and from me. Gosh, I love you so much. I hope you know that. I hope you've heard it today, that you are loved, and I love you. We'll see you next week, all right? Have a great week. Bye.
You've been listening to Angel Talk with me, Rachel Corpus, Angel Communicator and Psychic Medium. If you'd like to connect, visit my website, rachelcorpus.com.
I'm Suzanne Giesman, and if you've ever wondered about life after death or if it's possible to connect with a higher consciousness, I invite you to join me for my podcast, Messages of Hope. It's my mission to share with you that our loved ones who have passed are always with us and we are so very loved. I want to teach you how to live a consciously connected and divinely guided life. Listen here on the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.